Well, hello there, and welcome back to your MHEC News Brief. I'm your host, Rhonda Wardlaw, and this small podcast consists of information that will have a big impact on your higher education goals, so I'm really grateful that you're joining us today. I'm going to start out today's cast with a quick question. Did you get close to completing your college degree but had to drop out during the COVID-19 pandemic? Well, if you did because of the pandemic or for any other reason, I really need you to give me about 3 more minutes of your time because I have some valuable information that could make a huge difference and maybe even get you enough money to go back and finish that degree. Let's start out today with more information on what is the Near Completer Grant. Well, those eligible can be attending both a 2-year community college or a 4-year college or university. The applicant, if you're applying for a community college, must have earned at least 45 credits prior to dropping out, had a minimum grade point average of 2.0, you must be a Maryland resident and is eligible for in-state tuition, and you may not be enrolled at any post-secondary institution. If you're a student going back to complete your 4-year degree, here are some of your eligibility requirements. You must have earned at least 90 credits towards your bachelor's degree, had a minimum grade point average of 2.0. You must also be a Maryland resident and eligible for in-state tuition, and you may not be currently enrolled in a post-secondary institution. So how much is the award? I think that's a big question that we're all wondering, because if you had to drop out due to COVID or for any other reason, it may have been because of money. Get a load of this. The near completer who re-enrolls at a community college will be eligible for up to 1/3 of the in-county tuition. Near completers who re-enroll for a public 4-year institution will be eligible for up to 1/3 of the in-state undergraduate tuition charge. If you're interested in applying for the Near Completer Grant, all you need to do is go to the Maryland College Aid Processing System, which we call the MDCAPS account. Again, you're going to log on to your MDCAPS account and complete the online application simply by looking for the Near Completer Grant, clicking on it, and then fill it out. But what if you don't have an MDCAPS account? Don't worry, I'm going to walk you through the process, which is very easy as well. All you're going to do is go to mhec.maryland.gov and click on the MDCAPS icon, which you'll find on the webpage. Once you're on that page, that's where you create your account. Once you've created your account, all you have to do is find the Near Completer application, click on it, and then you're ready to fill it out as well. I know this is a lot of information in a really short amount of time, but if you have any questions regarding the Near Completer Grant, all you need to do is pick up your phone and call 410-767-3300. That's 410-767-3300, or feel free to email me at rhonda.wardlaw@maryland.gov. That's rhonda.wardlaw@maryland.gov. Well, that wraps it up for this edition of your MHEC News Brief. Feel free to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn, and I'll look forward to hearing from you. Take great care of yourself, and we'll see you soon.